Andrew. I wish I were tall.
How
you
tall sound, like, what do I sound like? I sound like a midget?
How tall are you?
You sound like a big guy.
I'm 5'5" and a half.
Alan, how tall are you?
5'8". I wish I were 6. Just 6 feet.
You remember your first disappointment in actually meeting that disc jockey and putting that face to that voice?
Yes, it was in the mirror.
Yeah, it was when I met Hal.
So was it better? Was it better in person, or was it better, you know, over the air before you seen him?
Actually, I have to admit, it was better in person. Bald, I thought you might be short, fat, and bald.
That's what I sound like, apparently.
Yeah. So
not a lot of people.
Well, no,
know.
Actually, you had a good voice, and I've learned that you can't match the voice with the looks, because some people have some great voices, and you look at them and go, "Oh my gosh!" And then others have horrible voices, and they're gorgeous. So you just you got to be careful.
For those that are listening, I look like Fabio. So if you
yes
yeah, I wouldn't.
If Fabio had no looks and no muscles,
yeah, and weighed 150 pounds soaking wet.
So this is coming in off of the app asking Alan. They're truck drivers and they're lonely and they want to know.
You're in trouble now, Alan.
They're truck drivers and they're lonely. I'll be right there. Right over.
We just got this in off the app. The it was Kiko and Steve wrote, they're truck drivers and they're lonely and they want to know if they should get a dog. And if so, what kind of dog would be good to have on the truck traveling with them?
See, now that's a good question. And a lot of people get dogs to fill holes in their lives. You know, they're lonely or they suffered a loss. And believe it, a dog can be a great companion. But you have to remember this. It's very important that you understand before you get a dog that dogs have needs as well. And they're not like human needs. They're different. And it's important to educate yourself and read. Do a lot of reading about dog behavior and about what a dog's needs are before you decide to go get one, and ask yourself if you can satisfy those needs, because if you can't, you probably shouldn't get a dog. Now, there are dogs that are just mellowed out and they like to lay around a lot. There are breeds like Basset Hounds, you know, and, you know, they're not very active, and Beagles, and, you know, there are a lot of dogs that don't need much exercise, and a lot of people don't get those dogs. They get dogs that need a lot of exercise that they're not equipped to give, and so you get a frustrated dog, and sometimes you get an aggressive dog. So get on the internet and do some reading about the different dog breeds and which ones can lay around and don't need to chase and hunt and run and play. They don't need much, like bulldogs. I don't think bulldogs need much activity either. So that would probably be a good truck dog. But remember, find out what a dog needs. And dogs do need a little bit of attention, and their needs are different than your needs are. So ask yourself, can I satisfy these needs? Can I give dog a healthy, happy environment? That's really important.
What are those needs? Like, obviously, well, dogs, they need to be walked several times a day, right?
They need socialization. The first thing is, you know, you got to bring them around lots of people and lots of dogs when they're small so that they get used to the human hand and they get used to affection and attention. And they learn that it's good. Other dogs are good and other people are good. And the second thing they need exercise. They need a lot of exercise. Lots of different dog breeds need lots of exercise. Some need less. The third thing they need is structure. They need boundaries and they need limitations. They need you to be a leader. They need you to teach them positively what is good and what is not good, what they can do and what they can't do. And it starts with taking possession of all good things. The dog learns that all good things come from you, like his food, his toys, going out to play, going on a walk. It all comes from you. And so when you give a dog structure, you're being a good leader. And a good leader has a calm, happy dog. So that's the third thing a dog needs. And the last thing they need is affection. Dogs could live very happily without affection. If you look at dogs in a dog pack, you don't see the other dogs coming over giving the, you know, giving the dog kisses and petting the dog. And, you know, affection is something that is good, but you have to learn when to give affection and when to give attention. And a dog that doesn't get positive attention when he's doing good positive things and only gets negative attention, like you yelling at him all the time, he's going to do that behavior because any attention's better than no attention. So for those of you listening who yell at your dogs a lot, learn to give your dog attention when he's doing the right thing and give him less attention or no attention when he's doing the wrong thing. And he'll start doing the right thing more often than not. And the last thing to remember is this. We expect a lot out of our dogs. You know, people want dogs to be perfect, to come every time they call them, never to get angry, never to get upset. That would be like telling you, hey, you know what? Never lose your temper again in your whole life. Dogs are living things. We put high expectations on them higher than we would for ourselves. So try not to do that. Remember, they're not perfect, and they're not going to behave perfectly every single time. But if you're calm, relaxed, a good leader, you know how to positively motivate your dog, you're going to have a great companion and a friend for life.
Hey, thanks, Steve and Kiko, for that question from the app. You can download the app right now. It's free for iPhone and Android, and you can ask your questions right from it, as well as listen to past shows.
Alan, what do you think of a Chihuahua as a good truck dog?
Yeah, I think Chihuahuas are great dogs. You know, I mean, I think, you know, just about any dog could be a good truck dog. It's just, you know, they have to gauge how much time they're willing to play with them every day. Yeah.
Because I'm thinking about what you said, bulldog. And I love bulldogs, don't get me wrong. But I'm thinking about picking this 50, 60-pound dog in and out of the truck all the time, because you know he's not jumping up and jumping down.
And maybe you'd have to have a ramp. They could walk right up on it. But you're right. Yeah, that's a big dog.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now with the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
Dogs or cats, horse or emu, animals are people too.
What's going on at the movies? Usually you only have to deal with people talking on their cell phone, or maybe that person sitting behind you who feels the need to explain the movie. But a Texas woman had an altogether different experience while watching a movie. She felt something crawling up her leg, and it was a bat. And it gets worse. The bat tested positive for rabies. The Texas Department of State Health said although the woman wasn't bitten, she may have to go through some post-exposure preventative treatment. A pest management company was called in to seal up any entry points to help keep out any future crawling or flying non-paying moviegoers. I'm Britt Savage for Animal Radio.
Animals are people too. Animal Radio.